The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So Anthony A says he has some complaining to do, and he rarely does.
Well,
so I'm giving you the mic. No, good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and I hate to be a complainer, but I view this as an overall statement and observation right now through my life, is I feel like it's harder to get refunds from businesses in 2026 than it's ever been in my whole life. My apartment complex actually, you know, they owe me around $1,000 or so.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, my previous complex, they owe me a nice refund check. And I'll say I've spoken. I don't know how big their accounting department is, but I've spoken to like 3 different people via email because they don't give me the corporate number. The more that I'm talking about it, I kind of understand why that lady wouldn't want to give me the number. But
no, but
are they giving you the runaround?
Anthony, $1,000. Oh. I thought you were going to say like, you know, $10 or something. Because yesterday I got a refund on my grocery list. The delivery person gave me cabbage instead of lettuce. So I got my $2.53 back.
Back to Anthony's story.
$1,000. Oh, I would be in an uproar right now. Oh my gosh.
Well, bring that cabbage getting energy over here because I need it. All right, dude. Yeah, no, Automatic, to answer your question, they've been giving me the runaround for at least 4 months now.
Oh my God.
What is the excuse? I don't understand why I can't get the money back.
I don't think they're on the same page, bro. And I think here's what I think is happening. I think they're trying to give me the runaround long enough to where I could just forget about it.
Yeah, nobody in this studio is rich enough to forget about $1,000.
Hell no. They got another thing coming. Because they're going to have an in-person visit. I'll tell you that.
But are you threatening the apartment complex? I hope so.
I have been doing my research on People's Court and Judge Judy.
Okay,
to
good.
See if I need to take this to a civil suit, I can do that if needed, dude.
If you could get on Judge Judy with this that would be amazing. I would. I please do that. Can we make that happen?
We then can officially say we've made it. We're on Judge Judy.
I just want to meet Judge Judy.
Exactly. I would actually forget about the $1,000.
I just want to
watch her yell at Anthony and be like, the reason why you didn't get your $1,000 is because.
No way, dude. Judge Judy's on my side.
She would tell the apartment complex, you have all that money and you're hurting people.
You would crack some joke and she would get mad at you.
I honestly, if my apartment complex could help me meet Judge Judy instead of giving me the money, I'll take that.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Don't tell the apartment. Don't tell
Judge
them.
Judy.
Okay, all right. So what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We have National Waitstaff Day.
Oh, shout out to the waitstaff out there.
Yes.
Having to pick up after them kids that leave everything everywhere. Oh. Gosh.
Oh, when I was a waiter and they would have like a group of kids and they would throw everything on the floor, I'd be like, you better tip me well.
And if you ask for extra crackers, pick up your kids' crackers from the floor.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I couldn't wait to share this story with you. There's a teenager by the name of Lamont Newell who was once homeless, and he just graduated high school as valedictorian with 65 scholarship offers.
Wow.
4.6 GPA.
Let's go.
It's so good to cheer him on, but to think about a child being homeless and accomplishing all of that is, for me, it's inspiring.
He tripled my GPA from my school.
Oh, that is horrible. And I knew there had to be a good foundation. I know everybody thinks foundation is home, but I think it comes from the people who raise you more than anything. More than where you are, it's who is with you during those formative years. Who is speaking to you those positive affirmations that you need since the moment you're created, since the moment you're in the belly of your mother. I believe that. And that was Lamont's mom, Aunta Nakia. She talked to Good Morning America and she explained their hardship.
There were times where we didn't have like a roof over our head, but we had a car. We didn't have a place to stay, so we would come and sleep in this parking lot. As a parent, it is your duty to find out what your kids are good at. And I knew my son academically was a high achiever from a very young age.
She was a very young mother. She was single. And I just want you to know that homelessness can happen to anyone. It happened to me. I lived in my car for a few months and it was so tough. It was so embarrassing. And yes, I was working. And I didn't want anybody to know. It's one of the hardest times in my life for anybody who judges, oh, you just need to work, you need to do. There are a lot of hardworking poor people all over the country.
Yes.
In neighborhoods everywhere. And you just never know what's going on. One of the things that I noticed about her, she might have said, we didn't have a home, but we had a car. We didn't have this or that. It was always in a positive light that she saw things. That's it wasn't, right. Woe is me. Is
the glass was always half full.
And his teacher recognized his brilliance. His biology teacher, they figured out a way to pay for him to go to NASA. And that's where he fell in love with engineering. Like the mother said, it's our job to figure out what is it my child likes and water that, not what I want them to do. Now, of course, Lamont, he had to choose out of 65
Which one is he
colleges.
Going to?
Here he is telling Good Morning America.
Well, I always wanted to go into an Ivy League. And in addition, I always wanted to be in a place similar to Los Angeles. So New York was a place for me. So Columbia, it was easy to narrow down.
I'll just go to Columbia. No big deal.
That's amazing.
That's the thing with engineering. These schools are vying for talent because it's so difficult to find here in the U.S. I know that that sounds insane, but they are. If you have a child who's good in math or science, engineering is the way to go, and you have these Ivy League schools begging.
I just DJed this thing for STEM kids from all over the world, and most of those kids were Asian and Indian.
Yeah, so get your kids in STEM. Now, I want to shout out high school graduates. We have our first one. Who's a high school graduate?
Larson Fuller.
Well, hello. How are you doing?
This is her mom giving a shout out.
Oh. I thought it was you. I was like, okay. What grade are obviously, is this high school graduation?
Yes, it's high school graduation. She's graduating class of 2026. Awesome. Aww. Student. So proud of her. I just needed to give her a shout out and let her know.
Yeah, you definitely should do that. How are you feeling? Are you okay? Because this is a big moment, too, for mom.
Mixed feelings. I'm so excited for her and the new start, but, you know, she's my only one and just hard to let her go.
What is she going to do next year?
I don't know. She's going to Ohio, so I'm like, can I find some money to travel there?
Oh, my gosh. You really did a great job, though, Mom. Aren't you proud?
Oh, I'm super proud of her. Super proud of her. She has a full ride to Oberlin College in Ohio. She's done great.
Wow.
Off to a good start.
Yes. Yeah, definitely a good start. And you know what? This is your time for your new start, too, okay, Mom?
It's just the beginning for both of you.
Yes, that's what they say.
I get it, though.
It is very hard, but trust me, Mom, you're going to be just fine.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Look, as I'm talking to you.
No, you're getting emotional. I'm getting emotional for you.
Yes,
thank you for listening. I really appreciate it.
Well, I love your show. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm glad you got a chance to shout your baby girl, Larson, out. That is so important. Do you remember graduation? You know, I didn't get to do all that. I just talked about being a young mom myself. That was something that was absent from my childhood. I was a mama already.
You didn't get to walk? You didn't get to do
anything? No,
any of
none of that. My principal told me to quit school and get on welfare and
Wow.
Yeah, and I did.
The glass was definitely not half full for you.
But I ended up going back. But of course, at that point, you know, you're not walking.
No, you just want to
finish. I got everything in the mail. And
you your high school didn't have like a daycare on campus?
No, we're a small town.
That was just our high school.
That was our whole high school. Okay, so we have Dean on the line. Hi, Dean. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. So you remember your high school graduation?
It was happy and sad because I didn't have much family show up to my graduation. So I kind of tackled the world alone in a sense. You know, I didn't have a very, you look out into the crowd and you see all these other people with their families and everything. And it was just me, you know, but, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, my gosh. I wish we would have known. We would have gone. But obviously, that was a very long time ago. It makes my heart ache for you because I understand what you're saying. Everybody's families are there. And you do always see a few kids in the crowd that don't have anyone to walk them down the football field and things like that. Why was it that nobody could come? You said that there were monetary reasons that they couldn't show up.
Yeah, you know, only having one vehicle in the household,
yep.
You know, and we all have to share that vehicle. So my uncles would have to go to work. My mom was a little, you know, on the heavier side, so it was a lot harder to move her around. Yeah, and just most of them, you know, most of it goes down to they had to work, stuff like that, you know.
Well, you made it.
I was going to say, it sounds like you did
made it.
A pretty good job getting yourself through school.
What do you do for a living, Dean?
I'm a journeyman lineman.
Wow, I don't know what that means, but it sounds like you make money, and it feels like the government is listening. So
work on power line.
Oh, work on power line.
Oh, yeah, you do really well.
You do all right.
Yeah, you made it, man. See, so congratulations to you. I'm very proud of you, even though you're a grown man now.
Thank you.
What a great reminder that even through tough times, you can achieve. And it really goes back to Lamont's mom. It is, in my opinion, a state of mind and the attitude. How do you face the obstacles that are in front of you? Everybody's got them. You got to get past them and try to stay positive. That's the most important thing.
And celebrate.
This is such a big achievement.
A happy part of your life, huge achievement. It's your first real test. You passed it.
I literally got chills. Congratulations to the class of 2026. My goodness.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Laura Jones found a frog in her salad.
Ugh.
And she put it up on Instagram and it went viral immediately. TikTok, Instagram is just crazy. And it's a wrapped salad. Like, it's got plastic on it and everything. And she opens the salad up and the frog's like, what's up?
It's alive in the salad?
Alive in the salad. Okay. And, you know, the video's really hilarious. It was so big, though, that she ended up doing an interview with ABC. And she's from across the pond. So what do they do with the frog?
We released him. We got him out of the plastic and we set him free with his little snack of lettuce. We live close to a dam. So he was able to get next to the water again and get outside.
Obviously, Miss Jones is from across the pond, and they released the frog into the pond, and then they ate the salad.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they
didn't. Yes, and that's what threw me off. Like, I don't think the viral moment is the frog. For me, the moment was, how you gonna eat that salad? You know the frog went pee-pee in there?
Oh my gosh,
you know it's true. Because when you hold them, that's what they do.
Oh.
That's a whole different kind of...
You're making it worse, Dana.
That's a whole different kind of vinegar salad dressing. I'm like, no!
This is the part
your salad's
of finding,
so tart.
This is the part of finding things in your food that people go crazy about is...
I'm sorry. If you found a frog in anything, you're going to eat it, Anthony?
I mean, it's a delicacy in some countries.
First of all, I'm not eating a salad. Let's start there.
So don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a frog in my brisket. I'm in trouble.
We left a restaurant one time. Otto and I went to go eat there. I am not going to say the name of this.
I'll say it for you.
No, you will not. Of this breakfast chain. If you want it, at Dana Cortez on Instagram, I'll tell you. We went there, and I didn't know much about cockroaches until that moment because they were everywhere. We were eating, and then one just was on the windowsill, and it said...
One pulled up on my plate and asked for a bite.
It pretty much did.
Gave me a little dap. He's like, let me get a bite, homie.
Yeah, they were tiny little roaches. And Otto said, if they're here waving at us, welcoming us to the restaurant, they're everywhere. They're all over the place.
I think they tore it down.
No, I know, but you said that because of you worked in pest control.
Yeah, if the bugs are pulling up on your plate, that means you have an infestation. And that means the kitchen is overrun.
And just to let you know, we did not finish our salad.
Sometimes the grossest stuff goes beyond like insects too. I was with a friend one time at a bar and she found a piece of, they had like a frozen food that they would just kind of warm up.
Yeah.
And she found a piece of plastic inside her zucchini.
That was me at Bar Rescue.
Yeah.
We did Bar Rescue and I found the plastic. And the worst thing that happened to me, and they cut that from the show.
Oh, it wasn't on the show?
No.
No, dude.
They kept that the margarita machine wasn't working. I'm like, that's not the important part.
I have a way worse plastic story. I had a friend, we were getting guacamole, and he found a Band-Aid in the guacamole. But guess where he found it?
Where?
In his mouth.
Oh, my God. I'd rather eat the frog salad.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
America's most popular first name for boy is Michael.
Oh,
America's
really?
Most popular first name for girl is Mary.
Mary. Oh.
Mary has made a comeback. So Mary had fallen off. It was considered an old school name, but Mary is back as the number one girl name. Social Security Administration has released all the names. When it comes to guys, John is second most popular and James is third. I didn't even look into the girls. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to post the list. You can go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. I'll have it in a link in my story. But the reason I didn't is because I just thought Mary making a comeback was so amazing. Kind of biblical.
What happened to Apple and Blue and Sky
Man,
and
that
North?
Is so
and...
10 years ago, Otto. Classic names never die, right? Names like Mary, names like Claire, names like Susan, they're forever, even though they were considered old school at one point. You know, and this is not any diss to anyone else named Dana, but Dana is not my favorite name. I used to cry when I was little because I didn't understand why they named me Dana. I would cry. We would go to the grocery store, and there was a boy there who would sack my Nana's groceries, and his name was Dana. Oh, my gosh. And at age three, I didn't get it. No, shout out to him.
Why
do I have a boy's name?
It is a unisex name. That's one of the rare ones.
Do you know what I found out, and I've just come to this conclusion lately, is Dana and I are a unisex name couple because... My real name is Merritt, and I've only met girls named Merritt. I've never met a guy named Merritt.
The way you say it is kind of odd. Your Minnesota comes out.
Minnesota?
Merritt. Merritt. Like a merit badge?
I'd say it like my mom.
You do a little bit, Otto. I'm surprised she didn't name you a minute. What's a Minnesota name? Prince. I'm surprised she didn't name you Prince.
I wish you would have named
me
Prince.
I know, me too.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Some might call Will Ferrell the GOAT when it comes to comedy and movies, and he's actually speaking on his favorite rapper for the first time. We're going to play the audio for you after famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
NFL quarterback Josh Allen celebrating his birthday, and on this day in 1972, may he rest in peace, the notorious B.I.G. was born.
Baby, baby.
Okay, speaking of rappers, Will Ferrell was featured in Complex magazine.
Okay.
Interviewed by Reese Witherspoon, which I was like, what are we doing here?
For Complex magazine?
Yes, Otto, yes. Okay. And Reese Witherspoon famously played Elle Woods in Legally Blonde. Of course, asked him, Will, who's your favorite rapper?
Goat rapper? I'm gonna say, oh gosh.
Snoop Dogg.
No.
Dre.
No.
Tupac.
No.
Biggie.
Nas.
Nas is a
because
great answer.
Nas mentions me in a lyric. So goat equals goat.
I love that. I love that. So
I can't disagree with that.
Yeah, but what's the lyric that Nas mentions Will Ferrell?
I mean, I can't believe he did that to Kanye and Jay-Z after all this.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
Blades of glory. Blades of glory.
And how could he not mention Drake after they did a commercial together?
It was a promo for the ESPYs.
Starting today, if you score but your handshake sucks, we will trade you.
Absolutely.
That's ridiculous.
Excuse me?
What?
This
Who's
guy.
Talking?
Smart Mouth over
Smart
here.
Smart Mouth. What's your name?
DeMar.
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 Okay.
DeMar, I say it, the less I like it.
Is this guy even a basketball player?
That's still funny to me. You know what's not funny is Drake and DeMar do not like each other anymore.
Oh, in real life?
Yeah, after the whole Kendrick pop-out thing, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, right there, Will Ferrell just proves to me that he's a well-rounded kind of guy. The fact that he mentioned Nas. If Mike Myers, who's another GOAT, had a favorite rapper, it would have to be Kanye West. Now, you got to dig in the Googles, but there's a reason why. This moment will forever go down in history.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Now, you have to understand, this is like a fundraiser for Hurricane Katrina. It's happening live, and Chris Tucker introduces Mike Myers and Kanye. And that just happens, and the rest is history. I mean,
the looks on both of those comedians' faces.
Oh my
gosh!
It was laughable, but they weren't laughing. I saw that Eddie Murphy mentioned Snoop Dogg as one of his favorites, and Jay-Z.
How could he not mention Rick James? He made Party All the Time with Rick James.
Because Rick James is not a rapper.
I know, but his favorite musician, come on.
According to Dave Chappelle. And also, here's one of your good friends, Anthony, Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias. Now, I didn't know he grew up in Long Beach. Snoop Dogg is his favorite rapper.
Yeah, they are each their own rightful kings in Long Beach. And if you know anything about Fluffy, you know he doesn't partake in much. But when he's around Snoop Dogg, he does.
Oh!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.